Hello and welcome. I am Archangel. You are here because you are trying to understand male movements and what they are complaining about. Maybe you have come across rumors or whispers of guys clustered together online and complaining about stuff like females or relationships or inequities against themselves. And you wonder what is wrong with them, because you, possessing logic and control of your mental faculties, you have a clear understanding of the world and humanity, and everybody knows that guys cause the problems in life. Females are the abused victims, right? I mean, for crying out loud, we have crime, poverty, corporate and governmental corruption, human trafficking, reality TV, and females forced to wear burkas. It's clear who's oppressed and who does the oppressing. So how do guys find the audacity to complain about anything, especially when they have privilege? So these men's groups must be off their rockers, or they are despicable hate mongers. Yes? This is the consensus of 90% of the population, and many people have given their interpretation on what men's rights or MGTOW or male spaces are all about. But the garden variety critic will evaluate male claims through the socially accepted filter of male oppression, female victimization. And the folly of most people's interpretation of male groups is that you cannot see actuality when you speak from bias. So I will give you the raw, unadulterated truth that you will most likely deny and reject. Beware, this may be a rabbit hole you wish to avoid, for if you allow information osmosis to occur, it will completely upend your understanding of life. Back out now if you like your illusions of romance, apple pie, and Chevrolet. You may have heard conspiracy theories regarding UFOs or JFK's assassination, and you think your BS meter is savvy enough to detect crazy baloney. And so what I have to say will most certainly offend your sensibilities. But, like it or not, I will give you a truth no one can or will admit, because it is an abuse we all enable, and widespread denial of this truth happens because we do not want to face our personal part in exploitation. Ready? So, males, privileged oppressors obsessed with sex, you know them. What could dudes possibly have to complain about? Quite simply, males are starting to denounce unfair, even abusive treatment. Okay, well, what causes this mistreatment? Value discrepancy between sexes. And what determines either sex's relative human value? Human life prioritization is essentially based upon reproductive roles. Uteruses have a more substantial, time-intensive role in successful replication of human life. Hence, we value females over males as a matter of course. And so when we center our attention and devote our concerns to human female welfare over human male welfare, this is called gynocentrism. Females being represented with the prefix gyno, and their protection and welfare is what we center our priorities on. Hence the suffix centric or centrism. And when we boil everything down and strip male complaints and treatment objections to their core, ultimately, gynocentrism is the root cause of the problems males complain about. Essentially, because of procreative pressure, humans have embraced gynocentrism, and gynocentrism requires the devaluing of males, and devaluation is where all the legal, social, interpersonal abuse and usury of males finds its origin. And despite most males' ignorance, it's not feminism or political correctness, nor liberalism, that causes inequity for males. Gynocentrism is the root. You want to understand the reason for men's rights or MGTOW, for men's groups or male movements, or males around the globe clustered together to complain? Comprehend gynocentrism in all its ramifications, and you will understand. Ha ha. Not quite the answer you were expecting, huh? Thought you might hear about divorce inequities or man-hating feminists. Well, all those items, indeed, the things you hear guys complain about, are eventualities, symptoms of gynocentrism. I want you to understand the truth beneath all the lies, misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda surrounding males. And thus far, I bet you're having a little bit of trouble giving the raping, murdering, plundering sex any sympathy. Yes? Well, you are not alone, and this is precisely what dudes are bellyaching about. Okay, for a second, suspend what you think you know about reality. Ignore what you have seen in the media or pop culture. Disregard what you have heard from others, because everything from the painted image to the written word, whether in our entertainment or our sources of news or our legal mandates, everything has agenda. You see, the world we know is cleverly crafted with deception and illusion, and these are unpleasant machinations that belie the smoke and mirror trickery that we know as life. There is subterfuge in our world that most will never understand, nor admit had they knowledge of it. This is a world of propaganda dancing before everyone's eyes, a social blanket of rhetoric draped over us in order to steer the general populace beliefs and actions towards a bias end. On the surface, we are fed indoctrination that invokes males as abusive totalitarians who destroy and plunder. We are coached with portrayals of males as being unhygienic toddler ogres who ruin and suppress females. Yet this is the very wool being pulled over our eyes, the matrix that occupies our minds and directs our thoughts. Because what is happening behind the happy pastel store fronts is completely different. We think males abuse and oppress females. However, it is male life and blood used to build, maintain, and protect civilization. Males are made to toil and labor and die for female welfare. Male worth, dreams, and creations are marginalized, dismissed as we go about the business of protecting uteruses at the behest of procreation, which is our basal edict. The surface propaganda shows us images of fat, disgusting men with fleshy, bulbous features running government, corporation, and religion, who laugh and slap each other on the back as they dominate the female populace forced to serve them. We see representations of cruel, heartless, egomaniacal, psychotic males who make up the criminal population of murderers and rapists trolling dark alleys or molesters cruising playgrounds, preying upon the weak and helpless. We are fed further images of males basking in wealth, such as the womanizing self-indulgent rock stars or media moguls, and lest we forget our saturation in the terrorist male archetype, who set off bombs or shoot up schools or run cults. We are fed negativity about males over and over and over, resulting in our male villainy, female victimization atmosphere, where male prejudice and mistreatment becomes the norm. Everybody has been entrained with the villainous male, angelic female archetypal ideology of society. Yet, the reality behind the shiny wrapping paper facades is that these villains are emotionally abused and manipulated by females. These ogres are mistreated in family and criminal courts, which favor females. These bad guys are divorced of their wants or needs or desires, brainwashed by family and romance indoctrination into taking on the liability of hungry mouths and a tax machine. These plunderers are dying in war and hazardous occupations just to maintain this world, so that we can sit in our air-conditioned shelters and argue over whether males are mistreated at all. The fake reality speaks of male privilege and excessive hedonistic debauchery. However, the true state of reality finds something quite different. Males are not the privileged class. They are the enslaved class. Males are miserable oxen, cajoled, nagged, and shamed, even forced into carrying a gynocentric society. Males are coached into taking females' verbal, emotional, and physical abuse without thought of reciprocation or fairness, because enduring abuse is labeled as honorable, being a man. Males are also made to endure abuse from fellow males as they compete and tear each other down over females and resources that they mean to hoard for the females charged in their care. Males are made to toil, labor, and die for the protection of the uteruses. Males get saturated with mom's prejudice against males and dad's acquiescing to inequity. The truth behind the window dressing of male privilege and patriarchy, which makes up the world you think you understand, is that the general male populace is actually used, abused, then discarded. And to hide injustice, males are bamboozled into thinking that they have the honor of being stepping stones, doormats, and cannon fodder for a society and a sex that marginalizes male welfare in favor of their own. We enculturate each new generation of males with this martyrdom mentality, and their only reward is the consolation that their toil and sacrifice serves the greater good of human continuity into the future. Are you with me so far? Please hold your objections and arguments. You are here for the truth, right? You want to know what all these men and men's groups are whining about, right? Well, because of procreative machinations, humans are gynocentric and always have been. Argue wage gaps and oppression ad infinitum, yet gynocentrism is insurmountable truth, and the byproduct of gynocentrism is that males get devalued, demoted to disposability. Males, not females, are the slave class. This is what precipitates the mistreatments that males now cluster online to complain about. But then, if human value is based upon sexual reproductive anatomy, then that means males have always been considered expendable. Yes, now you are starting to see behind the illusion of the matrix of male privilege and patriarchy, and you see how deep and how long males have been devalued. Yeah, but humanity has survived just fine for centuries on this male disposability paradigm. Why the sudden influx of outrage now? Quite simply, wealth and technology has antiquated traditionalism. You see, what has kept the male populace sedated and quelled their potential objection to disposability throughout the centuries was the traditionalist compromise. Males would labor and fight and tend to societal affairs, and females would tend to domestics. And in exchange for protection and provision, females would defer to males. Thus, males seem to enjoy more control, and hence pack organization, social hierarchy, molded itself to this family unit paradigm. This cooperative agreement between antagonistic sexes was essentially a division of labor, as neither sex could build, fight, and tend children. However, despite its successful longevity, the traditionalist archetype is gynocentric and inequitable for males, again, due to the mechanics of human reproduction, which favor protection of that which gestates fetuses. Meaning, even amongst traditionalism, the male is still privy to disposability, despite positions of societal power. Guys still die protecting females, which necessarily means females relish superior life value. Females are elevated and exalted, not males, as we are brainwashed into believing. This template of males tending civilization and females tending family has changed. It is an inevitable human cycle. Humans cluster together in packs. Packs cluster together into communities, and communities into civilizations. And as societies attain wealth and technology, which fattens the coffers of governing bodies, then females, obeying instincts to continually pull more and better quality provision to themselves, thus females use their influence and wiles to court this new institution of abundance, usually in the form of a governing body of power, which can legitimize female entitlements through legislation. And where females go, males follow, because males seek the validation of the sex that has superior life worth. And eventually some body representing female interests arises, and feminism is the designation of the organization established to represent female interests in society, and it ultimately seeks supremacy of females, using males to enforce their own depreciation and expendability. Why do guys complain now? Because males still play by traditionalist rules. Females do not. Females quit playing their demure, submissive roles. Yet males still continue to play protector-provider, which was their agreed-upon role. Males still die protecting females. Yet females no longer submit to domestic subordinate roles to males. It is females that abandon traditionalism and the nuclear family. Female deference was the compensation for males' willing disposability to protect family and community. Now that females do not fulfill their ends, males are crying foul. But why would females continue to play such a stifling role when they can have more without dependence on a single provider? Now, females have very successfully orchestrated equal outcome, in fact superior outcome, and they have retained traditionalist pleasantries, like chivalrous courtesies, which are vestigial remnants of the barter of traditionalism. In exchange for sweet demure subordination, females were serviced with protocols and gallantries males did not enact for each other, such as honor defending or manual labor sparing, or respect deferring gestures such as opening doors or hand kissing, etc. Now, within the midst of current social upheaval, a few males, having been disenfranchised by females and relationships, have taken the opportunity to dig deeper into humanity's dirty laundry, only to find male inequity goes much deeper than traditionalism. A return to old-fashioned values will only cause the whole patriarchy-feminism cycle all over again. Intrepid males are finding an injustice deeper than any social paradigm. We have found gynocentrism, and since technology allows us instant communications, the truth is proliferating like wildfire. As well it should. It is time for males to take off the yoke of slavery, a yoke which is fastened in place by a wreath of guilt over patriarchy, male privilege, vertical urination, etc., etc. Male obligation to carry women and society is held in place through shaming males over their existence, their biology, their interests, blah blah, take your pick. However, the cat is out of the bag, and the crude, unhygienic, murdering rapists are starting to peek behind the illusion to see how the global female collective has lobbied governments, swayed legislation, and cultural discourse demanding equality while fiercely clinging to chivalry as their just compensation for centuries of supposed suppression, ignoring the fact that male-to-female chivalry is a remnant from a time when females forfeit equality for protection. Equality times chivalry equals supremacy. This is unfair, and this is what guys are crying foul over. Females have the best of both worlds, without having to make some old man a sandwich. Meanwhile, guys have no recourse but to continue their roles as protectors, providers, and willing martyrs in a tilted game. Increasing numbers of males see and are affected by this glaring duplicity, affected by the legal inequity against males, affected by the blatant parasitism of conspicuous self-interested uteruses. Indeed, random males throughout history have warned of female nature, of self-interest and tendencies to swing up the branches of the provisional tree. However, this new emergence of knowledge in disgruntled males is hastened by the communication networks where males around the globe can get access to truth and compare notes. Hence, because of our current state of technology, more and more males are starting to awaken to reality. They are starting to see the reality behind the pink propaganda, and they are quite understandably pissed. This is why males complain. They are awakening to the fact that they are not privileged nor entitled. They are devalued, and because of the state of our world, where peoples and nations have wealth, technology, and instant communication networks, it is no accident we are seeing men's welfare groups and organizations sprouting everywhere. In the face of instant global communications, the lies can no longer be contained. What the anesthetized public fails to grasp is that male groups do not imagine conspiracies out of boredom. They merely cluster together to rebuke the manifestations of an inequity that has always been. Male usury has always belied everything, yet we are unfamiliar with this truth because we have been dazzled by the matrix of male villainy, female oppression. However, now, due to the aforementioned confluences of human wealth development and technological circumstance, now the old reliable male oppression, female victimization cover story is ripping at the seams. The illusion is coming apart, revealing the inequity beneath. Whiny dudes online are not intentionally making up stuff. We are simply starting to see our own enslavement and the machinations driving our brainwashing subjugation, which fuels outrage and the desire to awaken other males to their true plight of usury. Males are devalued to justify their expendability. Everything else that males complain about are just details resultant from the actual source of inequity, gynocentrism. Most conservative males are complaining because they are upset that females stop playing the traditionalist game and they won't get back in the kitchen to fix the gingerbread house that feminism broke. But this is merely an exercise of diversion, like debating the branches rather than the roots of a tree that offends you. No, the true source, the true flavor of male outrage accelerated by global communications comes from the osmosis of reality, which is usury and expendability, not privilege. And males have been sacrificial fodder since time immemorial. We are depreciated in value, yet simultaneously indicted as criminal mutations. We are blanketed with propaganda of the male sex as vile and privileged. Yet the truth we are awakening to is that we are actually devalued and discarded for the welfare of females. Males are awakening to a reality where they obey and coddle females who call the shots in relationships, in social interactions, and in emergency situations. This awakening has been hastened by technology coupled with feminism's advanced male blood quest, highlighted by the blatant hypocrisy of their equality and chivalry demands. If you thought yourself a king only to wake up an abused animal in a cage, you would be a little angry and you might complain as well. Okay, so, truth. You want truth. Here it is. Males are devalued and discarded. This is reality. Males, as privileged, raping, murdering plunderers, is the propagandized agenda. Because everything you see in this world, everything, is a result of gynocentrism. And again, gynocentrism causes female worth inflation and male devaluation. You look outside your front door and you see a world that you understand, a world of concrete and male debauchery. You may not like this reality, but you cling to it because it is all you know. However, this is the wizard behind your pretty reality curtain. Males are used and abused, and females are elevated and worshipped. Rebuke, criticize, fight, scream, and insult all you want. Guys are not complaining for no reason. Guys are not withdrawing from relations and society for kicks and giggles. There is a reason, and I have given you the basement floor truth. Gynocentrism. Everything else, from divorce inequities to male mockery in pop culture, these are all simply details, downstream manifestations of gynocentrism. This world is the product of gynocentrism. Everything. So if you like it, if you don't like it, existence is resultant from elevating female life above male life. This is the basal truth that people will deny. You can argue propaganda, rhetoric. You can focus on the outliers and exceptions. People who have been married for a gazillion years and they are as happy as cookie dough ice cream. People can argue over how their mom or sister or wife or family members are different. They can bolster assertions of male villainy with stories of abusive boyfriends or dads. You can debate chivalry or equality ad infinitum. And indeed, people do get caught up in the smoke and mirrors, wholly ignoring the roots which cause the inequity of the branches. Now, because of the success of male villainy, patriarchy, mass enculturation, it is predictably easier for the general populace to believe in UFOs or big pharmaceutical conspiracy theories than to entertain this outlandish truth, which is clearly debunked by pointing out the wage gap or how women are still forced to wear burqas in a few places around the globe. And thus people involved on either side of male usury argue semantics. They never address the cause of inequity, gynocentrism. So, you pop onto the internet one day, and you find yourself smack in the middle of dudes complaining. You hear their anger over mistreatment by a female-favoring state or legal system. You hear their discontentment over being sold lies about romance or marriage. You observe guys bellyaching about being used for money, for labor, for utility and material sustenance providership, for protection, for their very life essence as they slave away at a hazardous job to support females and the maintenance of a society that props itself upon the disposable shoulders of males. Yet, without understanding reality and the cause of the complaints, you too might dismiss these complainers as jaded quacks who need to grow up. The ignorant, brainwashed populace either has no clue what MGTOW, men's rights, male empowerment is all about, or they do understand and criticize from a position of having investment in continuity of the status quo. So, folks insult male spaces and male empowerment philosophies like this will quell male discontent through symptom debate rather than causality resolution. we get caught up in the arguments of oblivious peoples who wholly miss the point of male outrage and rebellion. Males are devalued to justify disposability. This is the injustice. Yet without this crucial understanding, critics of male movements will feign level-headed problem comprehension. But they are as clueless as a meatball sandwich at an origami seminar, and people display their ignorance and failure to grasp the true problem when they assert MGTOW as some extreme version of feminism for guys who are ugly, jaded, juvenile, gay, etc. People have no clue about male empowerment. They don't understand or have an inkling about what we really proselytize. So pay attention. We are not here because we need to refute manspreading or mansplaining. We are here to rebuke injustice. That is our beef, gynocentrism. You can deny and mock everything said here, but your confirmation is not needed because all of this is happening right now with or without your approval. Males are awakening to these truths and walking away from relationships, marriage, college, social interactions. Increasing numbers of males around the world are turning their backs, abandoning traditional avenues of male interest, involvement, or achievement in society. You do not have to believe anything said here. Observe for yourself males withdrawing from cultural facets such as family or higher learning. Do you think they would be doing this if the system was not fundamentally broken? Think about it. That is the truth of the matter. Your agreement is not needed. Males complain because they are awakening to the reality and injustice of gynocentrism. And again, gynocentrism breaks down to reproduction. Procreation is the imperative of life. Human reproduction is very gestation intensive and time dependent. Human offspring requires extended periods in utero, and since uteruses are possessed by human females, thus females hold superior life worth over males. Females being represented with the prefix gyno, and their protection and welfare is what we center our priorities on, hence the suffix centric or centrism. The result of gynocentrism is that males are deemed expendable, and since males are disposable, we purposefully devalue them to alleviate any moral conflict regarding their dehumanizing usage as lesser creatures of labor and protection. That's right, take it in. Female life is elevated in worth, and males are the slave class. Everything else, all the legal inequities, social mockery, all the things that you hear guys complain about in male spaces, online, these are all symptoms of the disease. And the disease is gynocentrism. Gynocentrism belies all social constructs, including government, religion, and patriarchy. It is the cornerstone of human interaction. Everything else is just details. You can argue over old white dudes running government or corporation. You can argue wage gap or sex trafficking. You can argue over patriarchy or feminism. The fact remains, we are gynocentric as a species, and this necessarily invokes male usury due to their disposable verdict, a verdict precipitated by reproductive anatomy. No matter how you think females are oppressed or abused according to the pretty shiny window front propaganda, truth is they are valued more than males. Our complaint is the expendability of males preceded by devaluation based upon determination of lesser life worth due to sexual anatomy roles in procreation. Our beef is gynocentrism, and gynocentrism is caused because of reproductive biology. And there you have it. That is the genesis, the prequel of the current male unrest. Now, if you people want to criticize male empowerment, at least have some shred of a clue about what we really proffer. Come at us with gynocentrism analysis, not ignorant shaming language or get back on the horse pep talks in response to divorce inequity. If you want to debate oppression, then how about discussing why it is fair and equitable to invoke life value prejudice based upon sexual anatomy? Yeah. Close your mouth, open your mind, see reality, then stand with me and live free.